This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Amid a shaky ceasefire in Sudan, members of the former regime, including ousted President Omar al-Bashir, have left the prison where they were held. Sudan's military accused the Paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, for attacking the prison, while the RSF accused the military of releasing the former leaders. VOA's Michael Atit reports.
Ahmed Haroun, a security official for Sudan's former president Omar al-Bashir, announced Tuesday that he and other former leaders were freed from Khartoum's Khobar prison. The announcement raised concern about the whereabouts of other former officials, including Bashir, who was also being held at the prison. Unnamed military sources told the Associated Press that Bashir, Haroun, and former minister Abdul Rahim Muhammad Hussein had been moved to a military hospital. Bashir, Haroun, and Hussein are wanted by the International Criminal Court for crimes in Sudan's Darfur region. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
Hospital sources confirmed to Reuters news agency that Bashir was at a military hospital. Talks have taken place between Beijing and Kyiv. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has appealed for negotiations between Russia and Ukraine in a phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. State media reports Xi warned there is no winner in a nuclear war. In the long-anticipated conversation, Xi said China wanted to act as a peace mediator. A court in Moscow held a hearing on Wednesday to set the stage for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to face a new trial on extremism charges that he has described as a Kremlin-ordered effort to extend his time behind bars. Navalny was arrested in January of 2021. He exposed official corruption and organized massive anti-Kremlin protests. This is VOA News. Singapore has executed a man accused of coordinating a cannabis delivery, despite pleas for clemency from his family and protests from activists that he was convicted on weak evidence. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Kangaraju Supia was sentenced to death in 2018 for abetting the trafficking of 2.2 pounds of cannabis. Under Singapore laws, trafficking more than 500 grams of the drug may result in the death penalty. Tangaraju was hanged Wednesday morning and his family given the death certificate, according to a tweet from an activist from the Transformative Justice Collective, which advocates for abolishing the death penalty in Singapore. Although Tangaraju was not caught with the cannabis, prosecutors say phone numbers traced him as the person responsible for coordinating the delivery of the drugs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Africa President Cyril Ramaphosa has backtracked on remarks he made Tuesday that the country would withdraw from the International Criminal Court, the ICC, which has issued an arrest warrant for Russia's President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Kate Bartlett reports.
His remarks sparked controversy as Russia's President Vladimir Putin, who is wanted by the ICC for war crimes in Ukraine, is invited to an August summit in South Africa. As a signatory to the Rome Statute that established the ICC, Pretoria is required to arrest Putin if he sets foot in the country. But just hours after Ramaphosa said the ANC would quit the court in The Hague, his spokesman, Vincent Magwenya, said the remarks were an error. Magwenya said the correction followed an error made at a media briefing by the ANC on South Africa and the ICC, which he said the president had regrettably and erroneously affirmed. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
The woman accusing former U.S. President Donald Trump of rape could testify Wednesday in the civil trial in the U.S. state of New York. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
E. Jean Carroll left court yesterday without answering reporters' questions.
What was it like to be in court today?
In opening statements, her lawyer told the jury of six men and three women the former advice columnist would testify to how a chance encounter with Donald Trump 30 years ago in a Manhattan department store turned into rape in the dressing room, and that fear and shame kept her quiet. The attorney for the former president, who is running again, told the jury Carroll's story was wildly implausible and short of evidence. He accused her of pursuing the case for money. This is a civil case. Trump is not required to testify, but his lawyer is not ruling it out. Julie Walker, New York.
Prince Harry is not criticizing his grandmother, the late Queen Elizabeth, or Britain's royal family over a secret agreement with Rupert Murdoch's UK newspaper arm, according to his lawyer. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.